Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher. Hopefully, everything is working. I pray to the Lord God if it is. If not, I'll be calling you on the main line pretty quick. We're hectic. The campaign is on. It's on, brothers and sisters. It's on. And it's getting pretty intense. Let me just write something in the chat real quick. If you're listening to me and you can hear my voice, you also know that you can go to nightmarethebasement.com and sign up. You don't really have to sign up. You just read whatever you read, but if you want to be in the forums and so on, just go ahead and register, and it gives you just a whole another aspect of the website that's coming pretty nicely. It's unbelievable, actually. Okay, I got doubled audio, so let's turn a couple things down, see if that helps a little bit better. But it's got a lot of stuff that you can actually use. There's forums on there, there's instant messaging, there's profiles that you can set up. You can create your own groups. You can create your own groups just like Facebook has. Same thing. It might not be as pretty, but I ain't Zuckerberg, okay? I don't have all that damn still a little garbled. Let's see. Let's turn a couple things down here. Okay, that a little bit better? Robert? Not much. Oh, man. It's always something. Let's see. Took that out of the loop. Anyways, yeah, you can go to bitemeinthebasement.com. I'm going to try to do the show this way, although he says it's much better. Try to turn my mic up. I'm just so used to having the mic a little bit hotter, but maybe that's not working. I don't know. We'll try it. It's a take it as a test drive this week. All right. If you don't know me, I'm pretty conservative. I'm definitely not not liberal. I'm not your average person either, in a way. I mean,
I speak my mind. I really do. And I do it to people, and I do it with others. And this week something came out that I thought was very, it was sickening to me, and it was troubling. And that was the Atlantic Post, where they said, and it was a headline, but it made news for about 2 or 3 days, maybe. And then all of a sudden, it just disappeared. It disappeared. You know why? Because it's a freaking lie. All of it was a lie. And that was the Atlantic Magazine exploded on media and political worlds like a grenade going off. That's what they describe. That's what the Hill describes it all. The headline said, Trump, Americans who died in war are losers and suckers. The story ran into the byline of Jeffrey Goldberg, right? He's a Trump hater. Avid Trump hater over there over at the Atlantic. And he basically wrote this story via anonymous sources. Now look, anytime that you guys read a story and it says anonymous sources or sources, you know, did not want to go on record, that means that there's an agenda behind it. There's a direct agenda behind it. And it's so far out there, you can see it a mile away. You can see it coming. These people are coming after Trump because they got nothing else to come after him with. They can't tout the economy. We just, got almost 1.4 million jobs, new jobs. Unemployment is down 8.3%, I think, somewhere around there. In the last month, they can't come after him about that, so they're going to attack him any and every way they can. But what gets me is that all you have to do is list anonymous sources in every single other newspaper, organization, and Facebook, and Twitter, and all these places, pick it up and spread it like it's gospel. And it's not gospel. It's lies. Lies. They interviewed a bunch of people this weekend so far that I've seen. Even John Bolton. They even interviewed John Bolton. And he is no Trump supporter, okay? Trump basically kicked him out anyways because he was unfaithful. To whatever Trump's agenda was at the time with national security and so on. But he even said he was there and he didn't hear anything that Trump said that was bad. He didn't hear any of this. Generals were there. There was Sarah Ferguson was there. She said she didn't hear anything about this. All these people were there, but this magazine, this, I don't even call it news, I guess it's just stuff you wrap fish up with. The Atlantic Magazine comes up with this story, they run with it, then everybody else has to pick it up because it's got anonymous sources in it, and they don't care. They don't care anymore. They'll print anything. They'll forward anything. And what's amazing, too, about this that I did not know until, I don't know, yesterday, was that the Joe Biden campaign already had an ad made about this. They already had an ad made. So does that tell you something about where the media is in this country in alignment with the Democrats, the far left wing? Does that tell you undocumented lies? Yes, Robert, whoever's posting in chat, undocumented lies that they come out with. And it seems like anybody can do this anymore. They can just say, oh, I got an anonymous source. Nancy Pelosi goes in to get her freaking hair done. Instead of just saying, owning up to it and say, well, I did something bad there. I'm sorry. I apologize. No, she's got to come out and say, I was set up. And I demand an apology. In her words,
I was set up. And I demand an apology.
And I hope the hair salon, well, the hair salon owner is actually leaving the state. Good for her. Go somewhere else where you can get some work. Go somewhere else where you're not ruled by a dictator like Nancy Pelosi. Go somewhere else where you can be free. Getting back to the Atlantic, which I don't even know I'm talking about this crap, but what it is that this is so easy to do, and this is what you're going to see the rest of the election. Anonymous sources claim Trump did this. Anonymous sources claim this. You're not going to hear anonymous sources claim, oh, Joe Biden did this. Anonymous sources claim Joe Biden licked some girl's hair back when he was, 40 and she was only 10. You're not going to hear about Kamala Harris. You're not going to hear about this in anonymous sources. Never. You'll never hear a story from the liberal mainstream media with an anonymous source tied to the Democrat Party. You'll never hear it. But you'll hear anonymous sources tied to the Republican Party. Because that's how they get their rocks off. They dig this stuff. This is what they live for. They live for turning an election. They live for mass, voter registrations and mass bailout or mailouts of voting slips, voting cards to dead people, to people that have not even lived in the state for 10 years, for people that are not on the dole in that state, the people who maybe went through, bought a house, moved along, sold the house, moved along. They're mailing these ballots out. This is fraud. I've always told you guys, it's not what the media tells you so much that's bad. It's what the media doesn't tell you. That's what the scary thing is. And that's why you need shows like ours on Conservative Nation Media. You need shows that you can tune to and get some information. Because a lot of this stuff you don't hear. You don't hear it on everyday radio. And you won't hear it. It's quite, to me, it's quite astounding. When we got a sitting president, we've got the media after him, and we've got the House after him, attacking him every single day. Can you imagine a president working? Can you imagine anybody working under that? If you were to go to work tomorrow, I don't care what you do, flip hamburgers. I don't care if you're a manager someplace. I don't care what you do. If you were to be hassled every single day in the press, in the media, on Twitter, on Facebook, constantly hounded about lies about you, how much of that could you take? I sit here and pray to God that President Trump has enough strength to get through this, because I couldn't deal with it. I'd go postal. Seriously, I'd go postal on somebody, because I could not deal with that constant barrage of lies But that's what the media has left. It's like a gun. Click, click, click with no bullets. There's no boom. It's just click, 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 and then pretty soon they're going to throw the gun at you, thinking that might hurt. But it doesn't. You need to look, you need to realize how serious this is. That somebody can land an accusation against a president who you know loves military, would never say anything disparaging about it. But who gets lambasted by the media on a daily basis. Could you put up with that? I don't think I could. Getting back to it, according to the Atlantic's Goldberg, no relation, this is from The Hill, and it's another Goldberg, Bernard Goldberg reporting. He says, according to the Atlantic's Goldberg, no relation, Trump rejected the idea of the visit because he feared his hair would become disheveled in the rain and because he did not believe it important to honor American War Day. According to four people with firsthand knowledge of the discussion that day, in a conversation with senior staff members on the morning of the scheduled visit, Trump said, "Why should I go on that to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." Now, that's quite an indictment. The commander-in-chief discouraging the memories of brave Marines, calling them losers and suckers. If it weren't so late in the game, Democrats might try to impeach him for those remarks, whether he actually said them or not. The president vehemently says it never happened and says he's routinely critical of unflattering coverage. It's no surprise he tweeted that the Atlantic magazine is dying like most magazines. So they make up a fake story in order to gain some relevance. But there were others on that trip in 2018 who back up the president's story. John Bolton, Trump's national security advisor at the time, writes about the trip in his recent memoir, which often describes the president in less than flattering terms, but he makes no mention of anything resembling Goldberg's account. He told the New York Times, Bloomberg News, and other media on Thursday that he never heard Trump say such things. I didn't hear that. I'm not saying he didn't say that later in a day or another time, but I was there for that discussion. Other people, the same thing. Each time, this is a judgment call, right? Does the public's interest in needing this information outweigh the ambiguities or the difficulties of anonymous sourcing? And in this case, I decided that I felt this information well enough that from high sources and multiple sources that I thought we should put it out. But despite that explanation, I wouldn't bet 2 cents that he'd publish that same story less than 2 months before a presidential election. If it put Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or any other liberal in the crosshairs, and especially if their accusers refuse to be named. It's no secret that liberals loathe this president. And that includes liberals in the media. For more than 2 years, they ran with a story about how Trump was colluding with the Russians to throw the 2016 election. It never happened. It never happened. At the Democratic Party convention, Biden said, remember what the president said when asked? He said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides at a violent rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And added, that was the moment when I knew I had to run for president. That wasn't true either. Not the way Biden was telling it. Because you see, there were people that were fine people on both sides. And there were people that were bad. Trump was just commenting on the regular protesters exercising their First Amendment right. It's a dangerous situation that we get in this country, people, when you don't have all the information. When you don't look for it. When you don't try to find it. It's dangerous. And it's dangerous to spread false accusations that you know are false. Because there's no backing. There's no proof. If somebody could sign a name to this, then maybe, maybe you might have a story there. But people don't want to sign their name to it. They say, well, we'd be afraid of Trump blasting us on Twitter. Please, Trump blasting on you on Twitter? He's going to find out anyways. These people act like a bunch of little school kids. They really do. They act like a bunch of idiots. Losers and idiots. And they are losers because that's all they've got. All they've got. They can't support anything. They're hypocrites. They're losers. They go get their hair done in a salon when it's supposed to be closed. Tell everybody else they can't do here. And then they turn around and they want to push the blame game on other people. Yes, they're losers. And like I said, click, click, click. There's no ammo in the gun anymore. You've wasted 4 years of the American dream, of other Americans' money, chasing down a hoax, and you still try to hoax people. You still try to play the game. You still try to play it like it's real. But it's only made up in your own minds. It's only made up in the minds of the media. They can't prove it, so why? Why? And this is what's so disturbing, is anybody, any of these media outlets could sit there in October, the October surprise, and come up with something that's unfounded. Literally unfounded. Present it to the rest of the media. The rest of the media picks it up. They run with it. It becomes news for 2 or 3 days. In the meantime, Joe and Kamala are over there having some kind of, I don't know what they were doing, stroking each other off or something. Did you guys see this commercial? This commercial where they're like sitting there about 30 feet apart from each other. And they're saying, oh, hi, Joe, I love you. And he's talking nonsense and she's talking nonsense. And it just goes back and forth. And the media, I don't even know what that was. Was it an interview? Was it a commercial? What was it? I don't know. But it was really strange. I mean, I was sitting there going, what is this? I don't get it. I don't get where it's coming from. I don't get what the meaning is. I was waiting for the ShamWow guy to come out there and wipe the screen down and go, oh, I'm sorry. We fogged your screen up with all this coziness. I'm serious. I was waiting on that. I'm going, where's the ShamWow guy? But this is Marxism, and this is media, and the media is complicit with the Democrats. They need to get the Democrats in power because it gives them more power and it gives them more control. And when the media has control, then we become Nazi Germany. Your books will be banned, and I've seen it. Your books will be banned. Your school is already infiltrated. The communist Marxist agenda is already here. That's what we talked about on the last show. It's already here. If you'd like to give me a call, the guest call-in number is 646-478-5284. Try to see. I'm reading some stuff here, but I want to find, actually, go over on. There we go. I'm over on Bite Me in the Basement, the website, and I'm going to play something for you. Just some gaps from Joe, but we're going to play a couple of them real quick. It's coming. Okay, for some reason that audio is not playing, but we're going to keep on going here. The Atlantic Journal is a very far left-wing hit job type of magazine, if you want to call it that. And they've had two or three articles since this. And they're not really retracting. They're kind of walking it back as far as what the president said, but they're not really retracting anything. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi deserves an apology from a hair salon owner that she visited basically illegally, I think she ought to be put up on charges. There's got to be a charge, right? I mean, you got Mayor Bill de Blasio up in New York that's charging people with doing stuff that are not safe, COVID safe. You got Nancy. I don't know what else is going on in San Francisco because I don't really pay that much attention to it. That whole state can go slide into the ocean for all I care. I don't really care about San Francisco, but you would think that somebody would bring her up on charges. But she wants an apology. Oh, yeah, the president really asking for an apology from the Atlantic. He just comes out and he blasts them and he says this is fake news. It is fake news. It's a lie. And they lie like the dogs that they are. Democrats have accused the president of stealing mailboxes to make it more difficult for Americans to vote by mail. That's also not true. When Biden decides to answer reporters' questions, he gets softballs tossed his way. Unlike the president. I'm waiting for one of them to ask Joe what his favorite color is, what kind of tree he would like, or he would like to be, if he could be a tree. What kind of tree would you like to be, Joe? A willow? A weeping willow? These people are nuts. But this is a hit job on the president. I hope people see it that way. And I hope people actually see it that way before it even comes to you. You need to see these articles and these stories and so on from out there, because that's where they're at. They're out there. There's no basis in them. There's no truth to them. They're just out there. They can't substantiate it. They can't support it. They can't back it up. They just put things out. And the American people sop it up like cornbread and pot licking. They sop it up. And it's really disturbing that we've come to this point in time. There is no journalism anymore in this country. There really isn't. Other than, you know, a handful of us that are trying to get the word out. It's hard to do. And we need your support. And you can support us on Facebook. You can like me, Bing Fisher, over on Facebook. You can look up American by Design on Facebook. I don't even know why I'm there anymore. I've got my own website, bitemeinthebasement.com. You can leave me a message over there. Come on. Come on, man. Join up, like Joe would say. I'm going to take just a short break. I'll be right back.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins.
Welcome back to American by Design. Robert, you playing in the studio here?
Yeah, I got in there, yeah.
Was my audio not coming through?
Nope, nothing was coming through.
Really? All right.
Yep.
Something else I got to fix. But my microphone is working.
Your microphone is working.
Okay. All right. Well, oh well. It's always something. And I'm on Skype too. I'm not using that stupid dialing thing automatically. But anyways,
it's always something.
So. Yeah, you're on my computer and you're like about 8 seconds faster than you are on the phone, or one of them's about 8 seconds faster than the other one. So I had to shut my computer off there.
Oh, well, I'm like Max Headroom, man. I'm like 6 seconds ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, ahead of it. But but anyways, yeah, you obviously heard that hit piece, right?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And I actually put the link for it in the chat room.
Okay, I've got the link too for Bernard Goldberg, who actually from The Hill. I'll put that in the chat too. And you know, I'm not saying that I agree with Bernard Goldberg. No relation to the other author, but at least he had the guts to stand up and say, look, and this is basically what he said. He says, once we routinely believe what we had. Once we routinely believe what we read in reputable publications, not anymore. A recent Gallup poll and the Knight Foundation found that 86% of Americans think journalists have a political bias. Hello? And so in a perverse way, it doesn't matter if the Atlantic story is true. People will believe what they choose to believe based on their own feelings about the president, not on what some supposedly objective journalist tells them is true. That's how little trust many Americans have in the so-called mainstream media these days. And that's from the guy that wrote the article. And so I got to say props to him for sticking up for that. But the thing is that these people, they can say one thing one day and the next day they turn. The next day it's something totally different. And the next day it'll be another lie. It'll be another bunch of falsehoods. I mean, how much media coverage have you seen on CNN or BSNBC or any of the other outlets about Pelosi going to the hair salon? Nothing.
No, I haven't seen anything at all. And if they happen to mention it, then they hurry up and go to the next story so they can forget it.
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe a second or two. I mean, it's a little blurb, you know. It's not the thing is that they don't tell you what they don't tell you. It's all these things that are happening in this country right now, like the riots. They don't tell you. They don't tell you about the staged sit-ins and so on. They don't tell you about Antifa. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go there because it hurts their cause. It doesn't purport what they're about. And they will not tell their audience the truth, even when asked directly. They won't tell their audience the truth. And it's sickening. And that's the way, that's where we're at right now with this country and the media. They attacked this president. I don't know about you. I could not deal with that day after day after day. Hour by hour, being constantly bombarded with lies, falsehoods, the Russia thing, the China. It doesn't really matter. Notice they don't talk about China too much. They still talk about Russia, but they don't want to talk about China.
That's
because
true.
Joe Biden might come up implicated and his son, Hunter. And they don't want to talk about it. They don't even want to go down that road because they don't want the subject to come up. I can't wait for the debates. I can't wait for them. I think the debates are going to be, I think the first one's going to be a defining moment. I think it's just going to blow Joe Biden and the whole campaign out of the water. Right now they're coming out of the water because they have to. He said he wasn't going to campaign till after Labor Day, after tomorrow. After this weekend, he wasn't going to go out there on a campaign trail, but he's already going out there on a campaign trail. And did you see that stupid commercial? I was sitting there watching that with Kamala and Joe, and they're like, I don't know, 30, 25 feet apart from each other. And it's just nonsense. It's like I couldn't figure out what that commercial was supposed to be about. But obviously that was taped a week prior. It's like everything is taped and then probably shuffled around to different people to look at and producers and so on. Oh, okay, yeah, I guess that's good. It's like the Biden campaign just has no clue what they're doing.
Well, did they ever?
Well, no, they didn't, obviously, because they picked Joe Biden. But he's the soft shoe type politician, been there forever. And they thought maybe that they had, well, that was their last straw. That was their last finger to the establishment and to the rest of the people in the world that they could get by with this. And I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think. I don't see it. I don't see how they're going to sit there and get by with this. Do you?
Well, I really don't, except for the fact that a good portion of the people only listen to things like CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, and with me doing my show for years, I've listened to them so that I can get what the people are getting, so I can get it, you know, from Breitbart and places like that to see what the differences are. So I'm constantly hearing what Dan has to say, and it's never good unless it's for Biden. And, you know, it's like this morning in the Albuquerque newspaper, they one of the things they showed was they took two pictures, one of Biden facing left and one of Trump facing right. And it showed, the headline was Biden way ahead in the polls in New Mexico, and it was like 54% to 39%. And that was the front page headline.
You kidding me?
No.
And that's it.
I wish I... But
yeah,
the journal,
I mean,
it's the red, so they'll do anything to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, and it's pretty... Yeah, and that they're pulling out all the stops. They don't care anymore. They know that The public knows that they're socialists. Now, maybe not everybody. The public knows that, you know, they're communist Marxist agenda. That's what's out there. That's what they're promoting. They're promoting a tax increase. $3 to $4 trillion. Yeah, $3 to $4 trillion for green energy to put people out of work and to keep them enslaved and to redistribute the wealth to other people, like illegal aliens. It just amazes me that I have to get news from the BBC overseas or Breitbart or, you know, other outlets when I can't get it from our own media, you know. But there's people that I know that vehemently believe in Yahoo News and BSNBC and CNN and PBR and all that stuff. They just believe this, and they don't go and fact check anything. They don't go and look up some other news outlets and see what else is out there. You know, I mean, I do. I try to anyway, but I mean, I do. But these people don't. They just take their news from one single source or maybe two, and they're all biased, and that's what they run with. I've got somebody I work with. He didn't even know the riots were that intense, that they were still going on. He thought that they had calmed down somewhat, that they had, you know, because they don't play that. They play everything before sunset. When the lights go out, and the riots start. They play, oh, look how peaceful this protest is, you know, and wherever it might be, Portland, whatever. Look how peaceful it is. There's, you know, people marching down the street. But then when the lights go out and the fires start and the people get burned out of their businesses and their houses, they don't show that part. They just show the part of the light.
Yep. Yeah, and that's where I go is I'll look at what, you know, CNN and all these idiotic places want to say, and then I'll go to BBC, Breitbart, One America News, Newsmax, and I'll check and see what they say. And it's a totally different story on each, you know, from each side of the spectrum. But you can fact check them and find out which one's right.
Yeah, but people don't want to take the time, you know, and that's pretty sad. But I'm looking at this election, and we still got, 50-some days left in this election cycle. So a lot can happen. But when you got hit pieces like what the Atlantic did try to blow up Trump's, just to try to throw a thorn in his side or whatever it might be. I don't even know what, I guess it's just they hate him, you know, so they'll come up with anything. They'll make it up. If it's not true, they'll make it up, just like they did the Russian hoax. And that cost us tons of money, millions and millions of dollars worth of money. And it was all about Carter Page. It was all about the FBI wanting to get into, infiltrate the White House for an attempted coup of the presidential election back in 2016. And it even happened before then. They were already in. And nobody's been brought up on charges yet. Somebody needs to. Somebody needs to be brought up on charges on the Russian hoax. And I hope it will be before the election, because after the election, it won't matter. Before the election, it will. These things need to come out so the American people can disseminate them and understand what actually happened, how they abused the FISA process, how they abused their own judicial wherewithal, how they abused the government, how they tried to usurp a president, not even elected yet, and how they tried to bring down an administration. We still got Flynn. We still got other people charged in various crimes and so on that are just ridiculous and falsehoods. And nobody has been brought up on charges yet that I know of. And it's maddening.
Well, it's not
likely. It's pretty maddening. No, it's not likely, but it would be nice to see. I would like to see Hillary in orange behind some bars somewhere.
And chains.
But who? Oh, yeah. And chains. But I don't know. It would be nice. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it needs to, because something's got to break here. The levee's going to break. And the water is going to come down, and it's just going to wash everything away. And hopefully we're all here to sort it out afterwards. But in the meantime, we have to be strong. We have to, you know, listen to shows like this and CNN, and go over to American by Design on Facebook and my page on Facebook, Bing Fisher. Go over to Bite Me in the Basement on Facebook, or BiteMeInTheBasement.com. It's my own website. You don't have to go to Facebook to get to it, but I do have links over there. It's kind of come along. I'm working on some menus and a couple of other things. Hopefully get these shows posted over there. Now that I get this one, I got to figure out why my media ain't playing, but we'll get that straightened out. And it's just a process, Robert, you know. It's
If anything, what you could probably do is you need to let me know what your articles are, and I could put them into the chat room.
Yeah, I might upload, you know, beginning and ending, that kind of my intro and outro. That way, at least I know it's over there, you know. I thought it would play. I tried it earlier, tested it It seemed like it worked, but I don't know. It's one of those radio deals, you know. It's like everybody's social distancing now. You know, we have problems with, you know, it always doing this Blog Talk Radio stuff, it's always Murphy, you know. Murphy's always lurking out there, you know, waiting to attack and you know, mess up your show. And it really, it's just part of the game. You know, you have to get around it. You have to get over it. So, I don't know. We'll get better with time. It just, hopefully my next show, I'll have everything together. Everything. And then I won't have to deal with this nonsense anymore. But,
well, like I said, if you need help with that, one of the things I found out really fast was that when you add something to the studio, if it's not an MP3, it ain't working.
I've got a converter onto my
computer, so everything that I do, I convert it to an MP3, then I drop it into the studio. So.
Well, maybe that's what the. I mean, I'm playing the stuff like, okay, like this outro clip right here. You probably won't be able to hear this.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing, right?
Right.
And that's what I don't get, because I can hear it. I mean, let's try this. Can you hear this?
Nope. Nope.
I can't. We'll try. While we're here playing around, I guess. Let's try this. I can hear that on my speakers.
A little bit.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll get it figured out, man. It's just going to take a little time, but hopefully I can get it all figured out before the next show. Robert, who you got coming up?
Well, I know we've got that ad that I did this morning, and I played when yours wasn't working. That Black by Color Only, our other show that was on Saturday, is going to be back on the 19th. So that's kind of exciting, because he was a real popular show too. He's Vincent Brown out of Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. So he's over in that area where the leftist rain.
Yeah, what's up with that? North Carolina is like hillbilly country. I mean, you would think that they wouldn't allow that up there, but
well, in the cities.
Changes. Well, it's like here, you know, Tennessee, you go to Nashville, you go to Memphis, and you know, you're surrounded by a bunch of liberals, or libtards, as I like to call them, but that's what you get, you know. I mean, but then out here in the sticks where I'm at, I mean, no, we don't put up with no Antifa out here.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. I'm just telling you. Everybody carries guns. Everybody has, you know, their own sense of self-awareness. They have their own sense of pride in the country. And we ain't going to put up with that. Not out here.
No, it's like here in Albuquerque, when I used to live here, you know, the whole state was conservative. And the whole state had backup money for all kinds of things that they could use, you know, if something happened that, you know, a conservative cause was needed, and there was the money. Well, this governor we have now, she's about as liberal as they come, and she hasn't even gone through her half of her first term yet, and all that money's gone.
They can spend money. They can, if they could spend money as quick as, or if they could make bills and enforce laws and so on as quick as they spend money, it'd be great, you know, because there'd be a lot of stuff getting done. But right now there's nothing getting done, and Nancy ain't going to get anything done because she wants to see this country in turmoil. You know, as far as her end game is, the worst this country is, and think about it, there's people out there that are literally dying because they don't want to go to work and do what's right for the American people. Trump said there's $300 billion sitting here. I got it. We got extra money. We'll send it out to people, people that need it, people that could feed their families that wouldn't have to go in the food lines, people that could go outside of their house and feel safe. But no, no. Pelosi wants to sit there and let it ride out because it's good politics. It's good political theater for them. It makes their day because they think that at the end of the day, people are going to see this and people are going to see the riots and people are going to see businesses going under and they're going to vote somebody different. And that's what they're bargaining on. That's what they're hoping for. And that's why these hit pieces like in the Atlantic that I just read, that's what they're hoping for. People read it, pass it on, get other people ticked off. And it's a lie. It's a deception. It's the great deception. And now they're already talking about, well, you know, we're going to count ballots. They're going to be counting ballots for months after this election, unless it's a landslide. I think it's going to be a landslide. I sincerely do, because the people I know, and I know I'm in a conservative state in Tennessee, predominantly. But from other people that I talk to, I think it's going to be a landslide in favor of Trump. That's right, then.
And, you know, when I lived in Indiana, that was a conservative state, too. And, you know, that state's going to go to Trump. But, you know, even here in New Mexico, most of the people I talk to say that they don't like Biden, they'll vote for Trump. So that's kind of a good thing, I would think.
Well, the thing is, if you're a reasonable person, you would look at Marxism and capitalism and notice the difference. Look at the economy, even, you know, down 8.5%, I think, now from 10% last month. 1.4 million jobs roughly created. I've got a British chick telling me at 90 seconds left, so I guess we'll end it on that note, and I'm going to sit there and try to figure out what the hell is going on with my audio. So, Robert, as always, nice talking to you. Hopefully we can get all this stuff wrapped up and sorted out. And the best I can tell you is keep on fucking in.
Yeah, well, I've got the studio down to an art now. I've been doing it for like almost 6 years since B&M kind of disappeared on me, and I had to try and take it back. So if it comes down to it, I can always help you with that, by recording the things and putting them into MP3s and dropping them to the studio.
Well, I've done this for years, man. You'd think I'd know by now, you know, but obviously something is changed, and I'm missing it. Maybe it's MP3 files versus MP4s, because all my stuff is in MP4 format because it's a lot cleaner. But
yeah,
I'm just looking at some of these programs.
I record them as MP4s, but then I take them into iTunes and convert them to an MP3 and then chop them into the studio. But it works. But MP4s.
Well, that's probably what it is. I'm trying to play MP4 through BTR, and it's just not working. But anyways, I'm going to play a little outro that I found in the studio for American by Design. And Robert, thank you so much for being on board. And thank you so much for giving us this voice. I appreciate it. And I really can't wait to get the rest of the show hosts on board.
Yeah, me too. That sounds great.
All right. Well, look, brother, good night and have a great Labor Day weekend.
And you too.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Starting on Sundays, we have gotten our own Uncle Ben Fisher back on our network with his show American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Coming soon, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.